of our true essence. So they're asking us to take a deep holy breath and breathe in the light, breathe in our claimant, breathe in our provisions. Because as we bring forth the accelerated energy, as we bring forth the accelerated understanding and obligation of the heart, Christ is risen. Now we ask you to perform miracles in terms of your own expectation, in terms of your own accelerated presence, because the 94, the 95, the 96, please understand, dear ones, that this is what is permitted for each of you. All of you, all are to be included. You are all mirrors of your own ascension. Yes, you have all been mirrors of your own suffering, and you have taken that task quite diligently. You have rolled up your sleeves and you said, how can I bring forth even more drama in my excellent claim? And so what you are recognizing, dear ones, is the time has come to release your need to abide by time, to abide by your linear focus, to abide by current circumstances, because this is your time of awakening. This is your time of acquittal. Now, as we come forth to each of you, we ask you to come into agreement, to come into assent, to consent with your heavenly stance. Now, you may not understand what this is. These are words, yes, but we are merging with your true vision. We are merging with your true reality. What we may come forth and admit is we are meeting you outside of time. So there is a conscious component that has agreed to show up in the physical because it seems like this is where you are most familiar in receiving your good application. But in truth, we come to you beyond the conscious form. Now, as you will allow this, as you will come to agree with this, as you will orchestrate your advancement, you pull your weight. Yes, you pull your weight in degrees. Now, let us explain this, because each of you have been fragmented to some extent. Now, when our channeler speaks of a dear loved one, and she says he's a bit polarized, he bounces from one aspect to another. This is the case with each of you. You are each learning how to signal your efforts, to single your focus and bring it into true acclaim. In other words, there is no more need to be a martyr. There is no more need to be the slave. Now, slave is not only in the exterior. It is not with the whip. It is with the old self-chastisement. It is with the old outlook, the old perspective and such. And so as we allow ourselves to be of light function, we bring forth this accelerated presence for each of you. Now, as you will dance, as you will party, as you will celebrate, we come into agreement and we forecast your arrival, because what we are doing, dear ones, is stirring the pot. We are bringing forth the frequency of most excellent occurrence, and this is the frequency that will allow you to dance, that will allow you to embody your whole self, that will allow you to spin and frolic and turn things upside down, because what has been a nuisance has been there because of you looking in the rearview mirror, of you looking into past tense. Now, what you can expect is shifts, and we say major ones as you will allow. Now, this is a little bit frightening to the ego, and you're saying, what are you doing? This is my safety net. And we say, it is the net that is keeping you stuck. It is the net that is keeping you hellbound. It is the net that is keeping you in the old occurrence. It is time to step up. It is time to allow yourselves the grand pleasure of understanding the power of love. Now, you have spoken this, you have written this, you have read it in channel, some of you have understood, you have prayed, but what is this really about? It's recognizing, dear ones, that you are the advanced masters, each of you, and you are coming into agreement with your true power, your true consent. Now, this is a preamble to what is being offered, because it is your consent, not only in this present moment, but in every present moment, in each of your moments, in each of your awakenings, in each of your happenings. Are you consenting to your power? Are you consenting to your true self? Now, this is what will allow you to relieve yourself of old past intention, of old past framework, because you will allow yourselves the gift of true memory. Now, that is what is being offered, dear ones, and as you will permit, as you will allow, we come to each of you and we perform the blessings, we perform the accelerated gifts and offerings, because you have come come to agree upon this. Understand, there is no one here that is here by accident. There is no one that is re-listening to the recording that has not come to agree to their accelerated presence. Now, we say accelerated, but in truth, it is simply your true nature. And so as you will come to allow this, as you will step forth in faith, as you will say, yes, yes, I am the embodiment of love. I am the embodiment of pure essence. I am the embodiment of the creative force and power. You will find yourselves lifting out of problematic situations of days past. You must understand and come into agreement that all that has been arriving, that all that has been occurring is there by consciousness, is there by frequency. Now, you understand this and you say yes and you nod your heads and you leave seminars and then you go back into entrapped framework because you are still committed to the old legacy, the old scripting, if you will, the old fallacy. Now, what is being offered, dear ones, is remember your empowerment, the dance of the new tomorrow. And so as you will offer it to yourself, as you will claim this, as you will permit, you see, you will be orchestrating a new performance. You will be aligned to a new vibrational order because your frequency demands it to be so. So in essence, all you must do is accept that which is being offered, accept with delight that which you are receiving. And as you do, you will perceive new opportunities. You will perceive new kingdoms. You will suddenly meet someone to help you out of a bind when seemingly there was no solution in days past. Now, it is very important that you acquire the taste for your freedom and to obligate yourself to your own divine essence to recognize that you procured that engagement. In other words, it did not arrive out of thin air. You claimed it through your own divine willingness, through your own divine inheritance. Welcome, dear one. As you come in, we ask you to surrender to the light. We ask you to merge with possibilities. This is the claim that is here for each. The possibilities of your new tomorrow, the possibilities of your new format in your Christed energies, in your Christhood. So let us be most gracious, yes, in sealing this activation and this knowing in this forecast for each. As you will receive, dear ones, receive your heavenly bliss. Receive on behalf of all those that you will come to meet, all those aspects of self that you have perhaps disowned in times past, and you are saying, come, come, let all be fed. Let all be stirred to awakening. Let all take delight in the new proclamation, the new proclamation. So we ask you, dear ones, to take a kindly gesture towards self and have a moment of the personal prayer time. Now, as such, we ask you to expand self so that these energies, these offerings are permitted into all of your domicile. What we are saying, any places where you would like to step out of past reason, past protocol, to increase the frequency, the vibration, to lift you into a new circumstance, to see these energies taking shape, coming and blessing and lifting you up into new arrival. Because that's where you will create the divine solutions. That's how you will create the so-called miracles. They are not miracles from far away. You are not praying to an outside deity, please come bless me because I'm helpless on my own, you know, you see. This is not the case at all. You are claiming your own divinity, your own empowerment. And so you shall see the results. You will see the shifts. You will see things coming to you, the book falling off the shelf, the information that you had been praying for, but nothing had happened. Suddenly, it has arrived. Now, we ask you, dear ones, to remember, in truth, you have empowered that moment. In each moment, as you claim your powers, you claim that which is your own embodiment, your own influence. You will recognize exactly who is in charge. You have been in charge all along, dear ones, and we bring forth this excellent recognition, the excellent recognition of your holiness, your whole selves. Claim this now. Claim this for the all. Claim this for all of life, for all the brethren, for your brothers and sisters that seem to be lacking, that seem to be disengaged from their in power state. As you step forth, you share into the collective, into the learning curve, shall we say, and you create a new union. You create the Christ child in earth. You create ascension. And so it is. And let us just take a moment to integrate that. They're saying into our loveliness. It's important. They're saying it's important that we use these words of endearment towards self, because we're learning a new program. We're learning a new excellence. We're learning a new promotional value. The more we understand that they're calling it static cling, making me laugh, that we're connected at all times. We're connected at all times. We're the ones that leave. We're the prodigal son. We're the ones that leave. So the more that we use terms of endearment in response to our own provisions, in response to our own namesake, what we do is we come into alignment, we come into agreement, we come into exposed value, because there's nobody without that support. And they're saying it's time to take the reins, it's time to take priority in coming to that alignment, coming to into consensus. Now, as I was sharing, they were listening about my trials and tribulations the past few days. It's not that that's not going to occur. They're saying it's a must. It's a must, because we're giving up the old regime. And so that's like, they're literally showing me sort of like energetically regurgitating the old proxy. So that's going to come up. It's going to surface. You're going to think like, oh my gosh, everything's so well. I'm learning so much. I'm channeling. All's great. And then suddenly, you know, here we are again. So when here we are again, it's to press forth in the new understanding of self. It's to press forth with delight that you are claiming the new arrival. And so we do this in they're saying like time sequences. In other words, our higher self gauges our promotion, gauges our allowance. If we get too much too soon and we just topple over, well, that doesn't help anything. So it's systematically offered in steps of allowance, steps of encouragement. The more that we come to have that courage, to have that alignment, to have that agreement with our, whatever your words are, your higher self, your divine self, your light, your divine appointment, all of these like badges of courage, agreements, because who we believe we are, what we believe we have access, when we turn on our light, it's like turning on a light in a dark room. We will find our way. So it's to remember that it's not a problem when problems arise. It's to remember the format, to return to source, to return to light, to return to our heavenly bliss. So the more that we can treat ourselves with light as light versus linear, the more that we get, they're saying like the hang of it, it's a habit. The more that we remind ourselves to connect, we connect to our higher guidance moment by moment by moment, then when we get into those moments of, ooh, here we go, we have an understanding. It's like a pre-program. It's sort of like those karmic imprints that is the mind's going to lead us in one direction. We can observe it, have that meditative awareness, and choose our light, having no idea what the solution is yet, but remembering our connection to the light will bring us into advancement, will bring us to heavenly bliss, will bring us our just cause, it will bring us our promotion. And that's what we're doing. We're promoting ourselves. The light codes can come, the attunements can come, but it's what we do with it. It's how we activate ourselves, how we permit ourselves to know who we truly are, how we function. We create the light on earth. We create the new earth. And we do this in the collective. And they want me to explain this. So each time one of us remembers this, we send off that information to all of our loveliness. In other words, all of the millions of light workers on the planet in different various stages of activation. Each time we remember the signal, imagine an electric current, the signal goes off to all of us. And now we have permission to remember, to have that strength. All of our inner strength collectively comes to us. So everything that we do for every light worker on the planet. We do for all those in lower states of consciousness. We do for the all. So the more that we can treat ourselves in true importance, so you understand in each moment how important every decision you make, and there's no judgment. There's no judgment, because sometimes watching ourselves make the old decision helps us to build the strength, helps us to get ready to say, okay, I've been watching myself do this for a while now, choosing the self-hate. I've been watching myself choose the lower consciousness. I think I can do it next time. I think I can. So understand that all moments are perfect. There's no error. There's no judgment. That's ego. When you watch yourself judge, just remind yourself it's ego and go back to light. Go back to light. Welcome yourselves. Congratulate yourselves. I was able to see my ego. I am able to see what I'm doing, because that's consciousness. That's the consciousness. And it's the consciousness that as we direct it to our advancement, but we must have access to it. This is moving from the unconscious to conscious displays. I am watching myself choose the ego. I'm watching myself judge. This is holy ground. When you start seeing it, in each moment, say yes to yourself, say yes to love. In each moment, come into agreement with your highest union. So let us, they're asking us to just take a moment of, they're saying you promised them, you gotta let them do that now, to take that moment. And just imagine these energies merging with any areas of your seemingly life that seems in need of orchestration, in need of a handout. So it can be too for your own personal affairs and or for global concerns and such. Let us just take a moment of prayer. And so it is. Everyone has graduated. You have graduated beyond your current understanding. That's the whole point. We're still operating out of this lower energy, this lower attainment, and it's like we've all been promoted. But imagine being in high school and finding out you passed your exit exam, whatever, you've been promoted to the next grade, but until you happen to make your way down the hallway and check your name out, you don't know. You don't know. So that's what they're sharing, that everybody here, that we each have a promotion to receive. And what we're doing is learning how to come into excellence, learning how to come into agreement, learning how to sideswipe, sort of like the old bylaws. And what they mean by that is the old teaching, the old teaching. You got to wait for others. Whatever it is, each of us have, and I literally see it. It's sort of like if you had a social mask or whatever, and it's like the plaster is breaking away. I literally see, if you had nitrous oxide or whatever, but the point is I just see things breaking away for each of us. So each of us has an opportunity to be gifted, to rise into our own occurrence. What they mean by this is to understand who you truly are. We're all residing on higher levels of awareness, and what we're doing is bringing this into alignment, bringing it into form, bringing it into the bodily claim, because it's not about resurrecting out of the body, it's about bringing it into the body in this incarnation. And so that's what we're in the process of establishing in each of your moments, in each of your days. The more that we can have meditative awareness for how we go about things, watching it, just out of interest, just watching it rather than just, oh gosh, I got to do my linear stuff before I can go back and read my Course in Miracles text. They're saying those days are over. Those days are over. That spirit is coming with you, that each of us channel in our own way. Each of us are gifted. So as we open to that higher voice, that higher understanding, will be shown, will be directed, will be guided. Okay, so everyone, thank you for being here, participating, lending your energy, your love. We're going to go around in a circle. You're invited to ask a question and or we'll simply share what's for your best and highest good. If you need to use the restroom, it is... Oh, hi, sweetheart. Nice to see you. So much love. Oh my God, you bring me so much joy when I see you. Right over there, I only ask that you go in between the readings because we just don't want to lose any word that may be of value to somebody. Because you never know, like that one little last sentence and it's like, boom, I got it. So this is all about everyone's liftoff. Okay, so we're going to start. Where are we going to start? We'll start with my friend that's at 96%. Hi, sweetheart. Okay, so what this is about is not being afraid to leave others in the dust. In other words, as you choose your light, as you choose your agreement, as you choose your highest value, you're just going to soar. And I literally see, oh my gosh, it's like Evel Knievel or something. It's like, shh, there you are. What it is that you're still attached to form a little bit, and so it's almost like you're afraid to outgrow the others. Well, if I go ahead and ascend, if I go ahead and just show up, it's like, will others find me? Will they come along? Will they be lost? What will happen to them? So there's a little bit of a trust factor. It's a small one, but you're going to find as you will trust your divine connection, as you will trust your higher order, as you trust in English that your higher self knows what it's doing and it has a plan for all of your loved ones, for all of your provisions, that all are guided, that all will be provided for. It's almost like the higher you go, the better it is that you can teach, the better it is that you can provide, the better it is that you can guide. So it's actually a world of opposites. So this is really about letting go and trusting, and you're almost there. Like I literally see you going from 96 to 98, like choop, there you go. And what will take you there is truly surrendering and trusting that your higher self really is safe to come into alignment with and to let go of the linear. There's still a little bit of attachment to linear. The best way to explain this is when I had this, anyone that knows me knows my little experience. So I was with someone and we left the earth. I mean, I was suddenly left the earth. Now the reason I'm sharing that with you is when I left the earth, so did all my attachments, including my attachment to my son, which is like my one last attachment, I would probably say. But in that moment, I was so aware that the whole thing was a dream and it really wasn't real. Like he's real as a soul, but who he's playing as my son, like it's all dream material. It's not real. So, and it was just so crystal clear, obvious at that moment. And because of course I hadn't earned it through my own attainment, I couldn't hold that state and boom, here I came again into this field of awareness. But say your first name, please.
Eddie.
As you will permit yourself to arrive, as you will permit yourself to ascend, as you will permit yourself to step into your right accelerated presence, like imagine you were an astronaut or something, and it's like you are the one person that had the information within. You had all the right qualities to be able to do something on behalf of the earth plane. And so you could imagine how silly it might look to yourself from the higher status to say, you know, I don't know if I want to leave the lower because what about everything? Where this is really your mission. This is really why you're here. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like as you will simply, it's just one word, trust is what it feels like. As you will just like step into that spacecraft, if you will just trust that everyone's higher self is counting on you. Not that only that is that it's okay, they're actually counting on you to step into your divine appointment, to step into your right place. And that activating guidance, what you actually do, the higher you go, that energy that you're holding cascades on all those situations. I don't know what it is that you're still like, okay, well, what about this? What about that? It's sort of like that energy is actually more useful than your tangible self remaining or holding on or trying to control or having any kind of concern. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Every word.
Yeah, 96 to 98, like, it's really trusting your divine appointment and just letting go. It's almost like, oh gosh, just any kind of acrobatics or whatever, where they fly. They're just, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is where I'm supposed to be. So beautiful. Let me just see if there's anything else. They were actually talking to me while I was delivering the end of that little preamble, which is the reason I called on you first. They're like, you gotta tell them. And say your first name, please.
Eddie.
You know more than you let on. You don't need to. Go ahead and own it. Go ahead and move into, you're not gonna look weird, you're not gonna not have human relationships, but they are gonna shift. But it's almost like you're trying to stay human and sort of fit in and be groovy and, you know, be cool or whatever. It's like, go for it, just go for it. Make sense? Okay, and do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, the people that know you're giggling. So cute.
So cute.
I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. You're ready.
I know.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, now we all know. Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you? You have the most amazing smile. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
I just want a message.
You're waiting for others. You don't need to. You need to step into your own provisions. You need to step into your own province. Step into your own occurrence. Yes, everyone's going to hear my gym stories. I'm working out in the gym now. Very happy to report. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, I'm in the sauna with this guy, and we're just chatting. And he says, you know, he says, you just got to do it for yourself. He says, no one's going to do it for you. He says, you got to do it for yourself. We're talking about working out. And that's what I feel about you. It's as you will explore your own gifts, your own talents, your own evidence, your own pieces. And say your first name, please.
Heidi.
I feel like you have a lot of creative abilities that you're hiding. When you say Heidi, I hear hiding. And it's almost like, I don't know what it is. It's sort of like, I don't know if people have just been like, you're so gorgeous, people are like, I'll do it for you, whatever it is. But there's this tendency, and say your name one more time, please.
Heidi.
To not take control of your own goods, your own path, your own lunch basket. Now, when I say that, it's so inviting, it's so beautiful, because when you start, you know, it's sort of like, well, I guess it's time, nothing else is going on. And you start opening up your picnic basket, oh my gosh, like, they just give me movies so I see what's going on. You got like the most gourmet sandwiches, like from Carmichael's, or I mean like gourmet, delicious, imported ingredients from Europe yesterday. Huge gifts, huge talents. And say your name again, please.
Heidi.
It's about coming back to self. Like, oh gosh, you know, like someone would be like doing the work. But so it kind of reminds me of my sauna guy. But what I mean by that is coming into your own excellence and not being afraid to go deeper, like find out what's really there. To go into meditation. And say your name one more time, please.
Heidi.
To thank you, to go into meditation and really hear what Spirit is saying to you. I feel like you haven't given yourself 100% credit to what you're entitled yet. It's almost like, I'll say it this way, like you watch what someone else does or is doing, like they're doing yoga or they're whatever they're doing. And so you go into your basket and you're like, yeah, I got one of those. And so you go along with what someone else is doing and you're very talented, very lovely. It's like, you can do it. But the thing is, and say your name one more time, please.
Heidi.
You have an offering all onto your own. And that is what I literally see you playing hide and seek. That's what's waiting to be discovered. So any kind of inner placement, so whether it's meditation, it's walks on the beach, it's drawing, it's channeling, any kind of creative process where you don't try to fit in, you don't try to do it the way someone else is doing it, you don't let someone else do it for you. Like, all this is like external derivatives, external arrivals. You've got something, and say your name again, please.
Heidi.
You've got something all into your own. So when I'm tuning into you, there are these energies. I literally see like, oh my gosh, when I see ayahuasca sometimes when people have done it, it almost looks like that. It's like all of this green plant business. But in your case, it's really your growth. It's really about you coming to understand you, not looking on the answer key to see what did you get for number seven, like not seeing what someone else's answer is, coming to your own occurrence. You're holding back from self. It's so funny. Someone years ago, when I first started doing this, they said the same thing. They're saying, what you do is lovely. They're saying, but I feel like you're holding back. They were right. They were right. And say your name again, please.
Heidi.
As you will allow yourself to know your own truth, not the truth you think someone wants to hear, not the truth that the yoga teacher expects, but your own truth, you're going to soar. There is something waiting to be discovered. And what do you do? I'm just curious.
Nothing at the time.
Okay. What do you do, like for hobbies, things like that?
Ayahuasca.
All right, now I understand why I'm saying that. Thank you for confirming that. Heidi, say your name one more time, please.
Heidi.
It's time to go deeper. Every time you say Heidi, I keep hearing hiding. Hiding. So this isn't about turning the world on. This isn't about making others happy. This isn't about looking for approval from without. It's really about letting your own self out. And just, you know, close the blinds, close the curtains, make sure no one can see you, and just allow your own self to emerge. You may need like 1, 2, 3 more tries, but Heidi, say your name one more time, please.
Heidi.
It's just waiting there to be discovered. I'll leave you with this. I feel like you're thinking everyone else has got it together because this one's a yoga teacher and this one's that, and everyone seems to have their niche. And it turns out you have something higher than all of these others, but they've taken the time to like use what they have. You actually have something higher, but you haven't tapped into it yet. It's as simple as that. It's good. It's like fantastically good. But anything where you're going within will help you. Okay? I hope that helps. It's so good. I mean, I just feel like stardust. When I tune into you, I actually vibrate. Like the energies within you, they're vibrating. Yeah, hi, hey, hi, hello. That's how I feel. There's like something that wants to come out. You're working with ETs, by the way. You're working with interdimensional beings. In case you're curious.
Okay.
Hint, hint. Okay. Hi. How can we help you? Hi, Kathy.
I got a message last year that was very clear.
Okay.
My eyes were closed and this golden light hit me with my eyes closed.
Right.
My mother had passed in January. This was like June or July. I was reading the course.
Okay.
Through the text for the first time.
Right.
And I couldn't hear it. It was garbled.
Right.
I couldn't hear the message, and I prayed about it since then, and I wasn't quite sure what the message was. I wasn't clear if it was my mother. Was it another entity speaking to me?
Okay.
Frustrating.
And, yeah, I could imagine. So was the light coming from without or coming from within? Like, was it coming from within yourself or
it
from
felt like an
outside?
Exterior coming into my interior.
Okay. And tell me your timeline again. When did Mom cross?
January 14th of last year.
Specifically, okay. And when did you get the experience? In June?
June or July.
Okay. And say your first name?
Kathy.
I was so not expecting you to say Kathy, even though in a linear sense I knew your name was Kathy, but I so was not expecting Kathy.
Kathleen Marie.
No, wasn't expecting that either.
Okay.
One moment, sweetheart. And just go ahead and say Kathy. Sorry to make you conscious
Kathy.
About that. But give me a quick second. I'm so sorry. Let me just go up a little bit. And say it one more time, honey.
Kathy.
And say it one more time.
Kathy.
Thank you. Kathy, say it one more time.
Kathy.
Thank you. Well, you're sitting next to someone that's being contacted by interdimensional beings of light. Now let me explain how the game works. Everyone to our right and left have messages that we're vibrationally compatible to. So the message that was received by Heidi stands for you. You're being, I don't want to say contacted, you're being reminded of your true voice, your true wisdom, your true involvement. I don't feel like it's your mom, even though I feel like she's present. I feel like it's some kind of interdimensional communication, and that it's signaling your readiness. So I feel like you're being groomed. The more that you, and say your name one more time, please.
Kathy.
The more that you adjust to your higher framework. So when you think about what they were teaching today, this is really about being very loose with your garments. Your garments being your bodysuit, your body, your flesh. The more that you step into your proper alignment, understanding that we're really just reviewing this with our mind. We're really not in the body, even though it feels that way when you stub your toe. But that we're, it's really mind. It's really mind. And so you've got, they're showing me like A Course in Miracles text, like you've got a few more chapters. I don't mean that literally. You've got a few more engagements of fulfillment where you move into that higher ascension. I want to explain this to you. There are many, many times when I take this world as if it's real, like anybody else. But there are also many, many times when I see it as a dream. And the only way I can explain this is I feel it. I'm just aligned with a higher awareness. And even though I partake, I use my body, whatever, it's just I'm aligned with a higher view of the whole thing. That's where you're going. That's where you're heading. And they're showing me like on a highway where I'm trying to get like from here to Boca Mall. I'm always beep-bopping down to Boca Mall. That's the distance that you have. So in English, it's not like it's 5 minutes away, but honestly, it does not take me very long to get down there, especially if there's a sale. So the point being that it's doable. It's coming. It's not that far away. I don't know what you have around your neck, but it was staring at me, and I wanted to ask you what it was, and I was busy doing whatever. But the reason I wanted to ask you is I feel like you're being contacted by higher occurrences. I feel like you have a lot of higher beings, masters, and say your name again, please.
Kathy.
Saints of, I want to say, oh gosh, some of the saints are not saints that like the Catholic Church would deem to be saints. They were ones of higher provisions. So some of them are like, oh, I don't know, friars or monks that weren't named per se to be saintly, but they were, because they really were in these like enlightened states. They are guiding you. They're helping you to see possibilities, to frame things to higher occurrences. And say your name one more time, please.
Kathy.
You have opportunity to write some books, if it's even book form by the time you do this. They're helping you to acquire a proper station. So part of this is purification practice. So when you're still, they're saying like hellbound, what they mean by that, when you're still following the linear mind, they're giving you new options. The best way to explain it is I'll watch myself judge without judging the judgment. It's just I watch my mind. And of course, it's all self-judgment, I get that. But I still watch it occur. But, I also, it's like I see another choice and it's not very far away. And so I just keep picking that other choice. Like, help me see this another way. Help me see this another way. I do that literally all day long. And say your name again, please.
Kathy.
That's what they're showing you. That's what they're showing you. I'm seeing this ladder that you're just climbing. And it's not a hard ladder. It's like a rope ladder. And why is that? Why is that? Kathy, say your name one more time, please.
Kathy.
I'm going to say this about all that. It doesn't have to be hard. Your mind still thinks it's hard. Your mind thinks, oh gosh, but I don't even know, I'm making this up because I don't know if you do or don't. but I don't even know how to channel yet. I just got started, like whatever it is. They're saying time's up with fear. That's just linear garbage. I mean, it's just linear talk. The truth is, it has to do with your soul contract. It has to do with who your soul origin. And so you already have that connection. Oh my God, the energy is coming through me. You already have that connection. You already have that prearranged agreement. So it's not hard for you at all. It's simply about like zipping up. You know, it's like if you want to go on a ski, to go skiing, you get on the ski lift. It's not hard. You just step up into it. And say your name one more time, please.
Kathy.
So the more that you welcome your higher attainment, your higher, I say higher, and they're looking at me like, really, really? What I mean by that, it's like a linear terminology. But the more you receive your expanded, and say your name one more time.
Kathy.
Thank you. The more you receive your expanded consent, they like expanded better than higher, because they're saying when I'm saying higher, it's referring to being linear. And they're saying, you know, don't include that in your sentence of glory. So they like it better when I'm saying expanded, because expanded helps you arrive instantaneously. It's not this linear journey. It's take the ski lift, open up to the expanded vision. So in English, there's going to be more to come. What it is you're getting previews of who you are and what you have the right to receive. You have to finish walking it out in terms of finishing your just like egoic lessons or whatever it is. But the more, and say your name one more time, please.
Kathy.
Thank you. The more that you can receive the promised land. In English, it's the mind that believes it's a linear process, because it's not. The enlightened mind's right there. So you're not reading 17 more books or classes or whatever it is. It's just right there for the receiving in the moment. And the mind is the trickster, because it's going to say, oh, that's not possible. Well, of course it is, because we exist there as well. We exist there as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's really good.
This is the Immaculate Conception, so that you asked me what, from my mother. My mother gave it to me. So, and that's where the other person I thought might have.
She's supporting you. She helps you to hold your place. When you kind of stumble a little bit, they're saying, catch me if you fall. When you kind of stumble a little bit, it's like she can't do it for you, but she's allowed to project her love to help you choose the highest choice. I'll say that. So that's why you feel her. That's why you ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And she does love on you. She dotes on you. Yeah, beautiful. Hi, birthday girl. How can we help you?
Girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. How can we help you?
I want a birthday message.
Okie dokie. And say your first name.
Janet.
Go higher. Go higher still. So remember, messages to the right or the left. My right person better come back and I get a message. Messages to the right or the left have similar occurrence. So a similar answer to your own involvement. As high as you are, as high as you believe you already have gone, I'm back to higher. And say your name again, please.
Janet.
You're about to explode. You don't think you've earned it yet. You don't think you're ready yet. I literally see you like a little girl, like you're like jumping like a ping pong, something like you're jumping to like see over the counter, whatever, like a little kid can't see over the bakery counter. And it's like, I want to see the cookies. I want to see the cakes. And say your name again, please.
Janet.
They're saying just go behind the counter and help yourself. Just go behind the counter and help yourself. You're doing well. You're doing fantastic. They're tremendously proud of you. Tremendously proud. What they're saying is this has been you getting a running start. So if you could imagine like when you take a running start and then they go and do the vault, you know, it's like, it's really not about the running start. It's like gaining the ammunition. It's gaining the chi. It's gaining the self-declared permission. They're literally showing me like a parent signing a permission slip. What you're doing is gaining resolve. They're showing me the oracle card that says blossom. And this woman's like taking her chi ball and gathering, harnessing that energy. You're coming, it's really about convincing yourself. Now, as you do that, you then, and say your name again, please.
Janet.
You then explode. You then, all of this is in preparation for. all of this is in preparation for you adjusting to your true claim. And I literally see you like in your master state, in your master state. Does that make sense?
Sure. It does.
Okay, one moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Janet.
Rise higher, go higher. They're saying, watch me. So when I do the groups, it's sort of like I step in and out of linear awareness. Like sometimes I'm in my ego personality self, and sometimes I'm just using verbiage. Like I have friends look at me like, who are you? Because I just slip in, I slip and slide. I just slip in and out of it. Permit yourself to go there. Permit yourself. You're a little bit like the other, Eddie, I think, message where it's like, permit yourself to know, permit yourself to release that linear attachment, you know, because this is about movement. This isn't about excelling, being a celebrity in the 3D. They're saying, who needs that? Who needs that? There are enough of them running around the planet. This is about you permitting your grandest claim, your grandest occurrence. And so allow that. It's sort of like when you do your meditations and you're in your expanded form or state or whatever, allow that being to operate, to drive, to write the book, to whatever it is you do. And you're going to notice that there's this like heightened occurrence, this heightened currency, frequency, that they're in the process of helping you establish as your new normal, as your new normal. So just imagine going to India or something where you see this master in an ashram. You don't expect him to be like working out of dualistic notions or phenomena. You expect him to see the phenomena's dream, and you expect him to exist in this like higher authority. That is what they're coaching you, not pushing you, but strongly encouraging you to try out. You're entitled, and so you're going to try it out in stages. So maybe after a meditation, you suddenly have this awareness, and you know, you make this call, and all of this like channeled information, because it's coming from your higher awareness, just comes forth. But they're just going to continue to help you plug in more and more, longer and longer. And say your name again, please.
Janet.
Until you give up, like they're saying, like the phoniness. In other words, you know, like I really am like a linear being, you know, versus I know I needed that suit. I needed that, you know, form in order to like slip into this dimensional occurrence. So there's a lot of, and say your name one more time.
Janet.
There's going to be a lot of, they're saying splitting of the seams, so literally showing me someone splitting their pants. It's sort of like you're going to want to stay with what you're comfortable with, and it's just not going to be there. Like, you're just going to go, like, where's my, it's not there, where did it go? It's like, okay, I'm going to have to trust my higher self because I left my notes at home. That sort of thing, where you're just going to have to wing it. And they're saying exactly right, because then you're going to be in alignment. You're just going to trust that which comes forth rather than, like, the horse and pull, you know, the horse and buggy and the pulley, and, like, doing it from the old, more of a mental state. Even though you're brilliant, excuse me, in the mental state as well. And honestly, you could write a book from the mental state and it would get good reviews and be very well acclaimed and received. But this is about really allowing that master appreciation to be awakened and established. Does that make sense?
Okay. Two things. The book has been written.
Awesome.
And you had a golden ball in your right hand for a while when you were talking. It was a golden ball.
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Awesome. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Hi. How can we help you? Okay. And say your first name.
Otto.
Otto, say it one more time.
Otto.
I'm literally playing air hockey with you. Like, I'm sending you information, you're sending it back. It's the funniest thing. Like we could do this for hours. Otto. All right, sweetheart. Hold on 1 second. Let me just go a little higher. Otto, say your name again, please.
Otto.
Thank you. Be willing to perform in a higher occurrence. So when they watched me, they always say slip into something more comfortable. It's so funny. But what they mean is like move into a higher frequency. They're asking you to do the same. What you're doing is no longer working out of monkey mind. You're no longer working out of how things occurred in yesteryear. And they want me to give you like really silly examples. Sometimes I'll just wake up with aches and pains or whatever it is. And what I understand is everything's all energy. So I immediately, energetically hold the intention to make shifts and proceed accordingly. So in other words, I trust my reserves. I trust like the medicine cabinet within my own understanding. In other words, who I understand myself to be, what I understand this state of consciousness to be. And so it's fairly integrated that, I guess unfortunately, that happens periodically, where it's like, okay, you know, I understand the drill, and I open up, like, why was the pain there to begin with, and whatever. So I'm saying that, and say your name again, please.
Otto.
Because you have opportunity. I literally see a double-decker bus in New York City where, you know, you have opportunity to ride the bus on the higher part. And as you do that, you're trusting your higher voice. For whatever reason, it seems at times more comfortable to stay, oh my gosh, Janet, congratulations on that book. It just suddenly hit me like, oh my gosh, you finished the book. It feels more comfortable to stay in the present association rather than opening up to liftoff. So in my little, they want me to keep giving you examples. In my little life, I used to see different people in like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I would see different people in my neighborhood and I would see them as linear. It's like, there's the guy doing this, there's the woman doing that. But now, I see their heart. I see where they've been hurt. I see where they're not in their power. Like, I just see it all. Like, it's just there for the taking. And so, as, and say your name one more time, please. As you will permit, I see like you at foreign exchange counter where you're turning in your currency for foreign currency. As you will permit that energy, that currency exchange, as you will permit that new entitlement, you will be gifted. Now, part of the issue, part of the holdback is it's sort of like fear of change. In English, you kind of know the drill the way it is. And you've kind of worked out a system, you've worked out a formula, like you know what's what. And like don't mess with my rhythm here. So on some level, you know, if you go to a different way of playing it, then you got to give up what's comfortable. And you're not 100% thrilled with doing that because it's sort of like, I finally figured it out. I'm finally okay. Like, don't mess with me. But, and say your name one more time, please.
Otto.
It's sort of like God calling. It's a little bit like, oh gosh, if you're on The Price is Right and you got something in your hand and they're like, you can trade it in for behind what's door number one, and sort of like, yeah, but this is known. So just be aware of that. No pushing, no emphasis, no struggle. Just be aware that the tendency is human behavior does not like change in any way, shape, or form, because we just assume that change is gonna, you know, rock the establishment and then we'll be worse off. That's what you're playing with. You're learning how, and I see you gripping onto it, so it was sort of like I finally got myself standing up here. And so it's learning how to release that and trust what's behind door number one. It's a little bit like that. And you got some time, you got some wiggle room, but just know that's like your next step, your next occurrence. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. You're welcome. Hi.
Hi.
You look so beautiful. I love that outfit. How can I help you?
Message, please.
You're getting higher guidance, utilize it. The more you utilize it, the more you'll receive. You're already connected, so whatever you're doing, keep it up. It's really beautiful. Meditating, stargazing, whatever, it's working. So whatever practices you have, they keep saying, you know, like report to duty in English, keep doing it. You're accessing higher guidance. Now, you're sitting there with these treasures, not doing anything with them. So that's where they're waiting for you to play ball. It's almost like you're a tennis player, you're standing there on the court, you got your balls in your pocket, and you're just standing there. You know, you're looking good, got a cute outfit on, but the tennis game isn't going on yet. Once you start engaging, in other words, once you start activating, once you start trusting that which you're receiving, more will be given. So it may be, you know, I get a feeling I should call this person or trust this. Like, it doesn't have to be big things. And say your name again, please.
Diane.
Just the little things, it's sort of like you're letting yourself, your higher self know. It's like, I hear you, I'm committed. Now, once you signal, it's the same thing. And remember, same message, really, in a way, because you're sitting next to Otto. It's this whole thing of committing yourself to the higher occurrence, to your advanced status. As you follow through, and it's going to be little things, you're not looking for like a big, huge life change yet. It's, you know, I think I should change the brand of this, or I think I'm supposed to be drinking guava juice. Like, whatever it is, following that intuitive guidance. And say your name again, please.
Diane.
The more you follow it, it's going to start increasing. And they're literally showing me Mike's CD that said Avalanche. It's going to be an avalanche. It's like, because the more that you say yes to it, it's like you're empowering it. You're giving its power. You're giving it its strength. And it's like, whoosh. Then things really take off. And say your name again, please.
Diane.
So you're building up a reservoir. You're building up confidence. You're building up surety. They're showing me this picture. I had this picture years ago, and who is she? She's like standing there over a cauldron. She's some beautiful goddess, but there's like, she's an alchemist. You're an alchemist. And so this is really about coming into your own identification, your own harness, your own essence. And the only way to merge is to keep increasing that connection, to keep increasing that aspiration. So in English, the more you follow through, the stronger the muscle gets. And say your name one more time, please.
Diane.
You have options, or obligations, I should say, in little things. I don't know what the heck it is, but it may be to not eat as much of this, to eat more of that, to do your Qigong program, you know, in the morning instead of night. Like, not really big things that it matters, a hill of beans one way or the other. But it matters, bless you, in terms of you aligning with yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the connection's there. Like, you've done, that's the applause that I want to leave you with. The connection's there, you've done. It's sort of like you've earned it, and you haven't showed up to receive your earnings, is what it feels like. Like, you've earned that connection, you were diligent, you created the synapses and all that. It's like you got it, now to start using it. Okay, hope that helps. Mm-hmm. All right, you're very